Veterans Affairs has notified Congress that its electronic health records are fully interoperable with those at the Defense Department. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbo reports, that accomplishment fulfills a 2014 congressional mandate. Great, but a lot of questions still surround the future of VA electronic health records.
In the 2014 Defense Authorization Bill, lawmakers, impatient with the Defense and Veterans Affairs Department's faltering efforts to combine their electronic health records, ordered the departments to at least translate their existing systems into a data format that both departments could understand. The Defense Department certified that it had done so last October, and officials told the House Veterans Affairs Committee that VA has now done the same as of April 8th. For the time being, both departments' clinicians are using an application called the Joint Legacy Viewer to access patient data in one another's systems. As of this week, about 55,000 VA users have been trained to use JLV. That represents roughly a quarter of VA's clinicians, and the department expects the number to grow to 120,000 by the end of this year. Still, after 2 years of work, JLV is only a temporary workaround. While letting a VA doctor see an electronic version of a patient's entire health history during the time he or she was in the military is a giant step forward, the Viewer is separate from the Alta and Vista electronic health record systems in which DOD and VA staffers do much of their work on a patient's record. So, VA's next planned step is to take the behind-the-scenes integration work both departments have done to make JLV a reality and turn it into a web-based interface that integrates seamlessly with its Vista EHR. That product, the Enterprise Health Management Platform, is due for wide deployment across VA medical centers in 2017. At the same time, several core elements of VA health IT are in a significant state of uncertainty. Vista itself appears destined for an earlier-than-expected retirement, and the department is having serious second thoughts about a $624 million contract it's already awarded to replace its system for scheduling medical appointments. That contract, awarded last year, would pay for the acquisition of a state-of-the-art medical appointment scheduling system and for the necessary engineering work to plug it into VA's existing systems. But in the immediate aftermath of the 2014 patient wait time scandal, VA had already started a quick turnaround project to turn the text-based interface that contributed to widespread scheduling problems into a modern graphical one. Dr. David Shulkin, VA's Undersecretary for Health, says the department has put the mass contract on a strategic hold, and it's entirely possible that VA will abandon that contract and stick with its homegrown solution called Vista Scheduling Enhancement, since deploying VSE across the department would only cost $6.4 million.
We do have a contract with Mass, and we could execute that at any point. We've decided, since we have a system that's currently available, VSE, Vista Scheduling Evolution, that is being rolled out as we speak to VAs, to roll that out because it's in the best decisions right now, since it's available to veterans and to taxpayers to do that. We will have that done over the summer and be able to evaluate, did the Vista Scheduling Evolution meet the needs of veterans? And if not, then we'll proceed with a pilot for Mass, which would be a 10-month pilot at three sites at a cost of $152 million.
Considering the views of VA's current leadership about the long-term future of Vista, an investment of that size seems unlikely. Previous VA IT leaders had mapped out a strategy to modernize the health record with help from the open source community through a project called Vista Evolution. But Laverne Council, the department's assistant secretary for information technology, started a review of Vista almost immediately upon taking office last year and called the project's long-term future into doubt. She says her office has now laid the framework for a future Vista replacement that would use a software-as-a-service approach.
It is incredibly responsive. It is aligned with the world-class technology that everyone's seeing today and using today, and things like Facebook and Google and other capabilities. But it also is agile, and it leverages what is called a FHIR capability, which is Fast Health Interoperability Resources, which means we can bring things in, we can use them, we can change them, we can respond. And so when he and I spoke about it, we sort of did the right leap. And we said, what we're going to do? We believe that VA is a innovator. We believe that VHA and healthcare should continue to be one. And we have provided an innovative solution based on industry experts coming back and assessing it as that.
Council says her office has developed the outlines of a new digital health platform, which would use cloud technology to bring all of VA's health IT systems under one roof. Vista, she says, has not managed to do that. There are still some 130 different flavors of the EHR that have grown up to serve different needs in different locales.
Looking at the overall long-term ability to maintain it, what it would take if we wanted to change it. How could we get it onto an architecture that is more agreeable and agile so that it can move and change as healthcare is changing?
Uh-huh.
Also, how will we work with the care in the community? But fundamentally, four core things need to be in a healthcare system. You need to have clinical management. You need to have hospital operations capability. You also need to have the veteran experience core to what we offer. And you have to have predictive analytics. We do not have that today with Vista, and so we decided to pull and build the new digital health platform to address it after reviewing that business case last fall.
The digital health platform has not yet reached the stage at which a prototype can be shown to Congress, she says, but her office has presented the concepts to Shulkin, and VA hopes to make decisions on how to structure the future of its health record by this coming summer. Shulkin emphasizes that no final decision's been made as to whether the department would abandon its previous Vista modernization strategy in favor of the framework council's proposing, which she says would be agnostic as to the particular health record technologies the department might buy. But Shulkin sought to assure members of Congress that the $510 million the department has spent toward modernizing Vista since 2014 has not gone to waste. Regardless of what decisions VA makes for the long term, the department plans to stick with its current EHR for at least the next several years and is continuing to deploy the products it's been working on.
Vista Evolution, which is where this $510 million went to over the last couple years, is actually now being launched. April 5th, it went into five sites. So you're finally seeing, with all these years in development, all that money, it's actually now, just this April, being put into the system. It's going to be a major advance. So whether all of it was necessary, whether it could have been done more efficiently, I'm sure that it could have been done more efficiently, but absolutely not a waste. It's here now.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.